Hey, welcome back to the Insurance Dudes, the podcast where we make insurance as thrilling as a roller coaster ride. I'm your host, Craig Pretzinger, along with...
And I'm your host, Jason Feltman, ready to shake up the insurance world with you, Mr. Craig.
Oh, well, that's fantastic here, Mr. Jason. Today, we've got a mind-blowing concept that's going to change the game for insurance professionals everywhere.
Insurance dudes are on a mission to escape being handcuffed by our agencies.
How? By uncovering the secrets to creating a predictable, consistent, and profitable agency sales machine.
I am Craig Pretzinger.
I am Jason Feltman.
We are agents.
We are insurance dudes.
Ooh. Let me guess, Craig. You finally figured out how to read minds and know exactly what coverage each client needs.
Ha! Not quite, Mr. Jason. But what if I told you we could use the same learning technique as one of the greatest minds in history to sell more insurance?
Wait, are we talking about Einstein? Maybe Newton? Or how about that guy who invented the internet?
Al Gore? Close, but not quite. We're talking about Richard Feynman, the Nobel Prize-winning physicist, and his technique. You're never going to guess what it's called. The Feynman technique. And that's what we're going to dive in today.
Physics and insurance. Craig, you've officially lost your marbles. How are we going to link quantum mechanics to liability coverage?
Oh, bear with me, Mr. Jason. The Feynman technique is a simple four-step process for learning and explaining complex concepts. And we're going to show our listeners how to adapt it specifically for the insurance industry.
All right, Mr. Craig, color me intrigued. Let's break it down for our listeners.
Let's do it. Step one, we need to identify the concept we want to learn. In our case, this could be a new insurance product or a new marketing strategy for insurance or a tricky policy or a client's unique situation.
Cool. Well, step two, teach it to someone else or pretend to. Imagine you're explaining it to a five-year-old, which you might be in this case, right? Or to your dear old granny who thinks liability is just a fancy word for lion.
Even your grandma doesn't trust us. Step three, review and identify any gaps in the understanding. So this is where you realize that maybe you don't quite understand coinsurance as well as you thought you did.
And finally, step four, simplify your explanation and use analogies. Analogies are big. If you can relate insurance concepts to everyday things like cars, houses, pizza, or even, I don't know, Tinker Toys, then you're golden.
Legos?
Legos. Yeah, that's where I should have went. Tinker Toys for the old fogies, right?
Right. And that, my friend, is the Feynman technique in a nutshell. But here's where it gets really exciting for our listeners.
Let me guess, Mr. Craig, you've come up with a catchy insurance-themed name for it.
Bingo! We're going to call it the Insurance Simplification Framework. It's our secret weapon for turning complex insurance jargon into client-friendly explanations.
All right. I like it. So how does this framework work in practice?
Well, let's do it again. So first, let's identify the insurance concept that you need to explain. Let's say it's the difference between term and whole life insurance.
All right. Step two, explain it like you would a child. Term insurance is like renting a house and whole life is like buying a house. Easy peasy.
Does a kid know the difference between renting the house and buying the house, Mr. Jason?
I don't know.
We'll assume he does. So okay. Easy peasy, right? Step three, we're going to review the client's understanding. So now we're going to ask them if they get the house analogy or if they need another example. So, hey, Mr. Client, do you understand the difference when I say term insurance is like renting versus the whole life is like owning? Do you understand that analogy? If they don't, bust out another one.
And finally, step four, simplify even further if needed, which I would say most of the time it is needed. Term insurance is temporary. Whole life is permanent. Boom. Done.
Oh, boom shakalaka. You know, Mr. Jason, this reminds me of a client I had a few years back. they were struggling to understand why they needed both home and auto insurance. So what we did was we walked them through, showed them the enormous discount they get when we bundled everything together. And it actually, by doing a lot of the legwork to uncover what they needed, we found additional items. And this happens all the time, right? You start asking additional questions and you uncover a second house. You uncover a motorcycle, a boat, all kinds of stuff.
That is brilliant, Mr. Craig. You took a complex situation and you made it more relatable with a simple analogy.
Did I?
Oh, you did.
Oh, good. Well, thank you. That's how easy it is, right? That's the power of the insurance simplification framework. It's not just about explaining things to clients. It's where we're deepening our own understanding of the products we sell.
So true. When teaching something, you learn it twice. It's like the old saying, if you can't explain it simply, you don't understand it well enough. I like to say, if you want to amplify, you need to simplify.
Exactamundo, as Fonzie once said many times. And when we understand our products inside and out, we're going to sell them with a lot more confidence, right? Our sales team is going to, they're going to be that doctor of insurance. They're going to build more trust. They're going to make them like them. And ultimately, they're going to close more deals.
Love it. So let's recap for our listeners here. The insurance simplification framework. Identify, number one. Number two, explain. Number three, review. And number four, simplify to amplify your message. Use analogies, tell stories, and make sure it's relatable so it's not boring.
And it's okay to say it's boring because guess what? They think it's boring.
Sure.
They don't even want it. So we have to make it interesting by telling the stories to keep them engaged. Otherwise, they're not going to be listening. They're going to tune out. And we want to hear from you, listeners. How will you use this framework in your own insurance practice? What creative analogies can you come up with? Share it on the page. Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe you'll compare umbrella insurance to a literal umbrella, protecting you from a downpour of lawsuits.
Oh, Mr. Jason. Or maybe you'll explain deductibles using a pizza analogy. The more slices you're willing to give up, the lower your premium.
The possibilities are just endless, Mr. Craig. Okay, before we wrap up, let's give our listeners some food for thought, no pun intended.
Oh man, I'm starving. But question one, how can simplifying complex insurance concepts benefit not just your clients, but also your own understanding and confidence?
And your team too, right?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, question number two, how can you apply this framework beyond client interactions, like training new agents or writing marketing materials?
Ooh. And question number three, what obstacles might you face in applying this framework and how can you proactively address them?
Love it. Ponder those questions. Insurance dudes and dudettes, and join us in making insurance a little less boring and a lot more understandable so that you will have longer, happier clients.
Boom. That's a wrap for today's episode. Remember, keep it simple, keep it fun, and keep selling insurance like the rock stars that you guys are.
And if all else fails, just picture Richard Feynman explaining quantum physics to a room of insurance agents. If he can do that, you can explain anything to your clients or your team.
Until next time, this is Craig.
And Jason.
Your insurance dudes.
Signing off.